I know the Lord
will provide for me.
I know the Lord
will guide me all the way.
This morning when I rose, Lord,
I ain't have no doubt.
This morning when I rose, Lord,
I ain't have no doubt.
This morning when I rose, Lord,
I ain't have no doubt.
I know the Lord
will take care of me.
I know the Lord
will provide for me.
I know the Lord
will thank God for me all the way.
I woke up this morning, saw a bright sunshine.
I didn't have no doubt.
I woke up this morning, saw a bright sunshine.
I didn't have no doubt.
All bright sunshine.
I ain't have no doubt.
I know the Lord
will take care of me.
I know the Lord
will provide for me.
I know the Lord
will guide me all the way.
Cause I felt like singing.
Felt like praying.
Our Father
are
in heaven.
Hollywood
be.
Felt like praying.
Thy holy name.
Felt like praying.
I know the Lord
will take care of me.
I know the Lord
will provide for me.
I know the Lord
will take care of me all the way.
I felt like praying. Our Father,
felt like praying.
Who are in heaven,
felt like praying.
Hollywood be,
felt like praying.
Thy holy name,
felt like praying.
I felt like praying. I know the Lord
will take care of me.
I know the Lord
will provide for me.
I know the Lord
will provide me all the way.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know the Lord will lead and guide me
all the way.
We thank God for that beautiful selection. Just before we go further, for those of you that don't know, our pastor is going through with his oldest sister right now. She's in the hospital. And he and his family needs your prayers. So when you pray, don't forget to pray for our pastor and his family and his sister. Amen?
Amen.
And we are believing God for a miracle. A breakthrough.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
However the Lord see fit,
amen,
we'll be thankful. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because we know it'll be his will. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But let's just pray for the family. Amen. At this time, we're preparing for the word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, you don't sound like you're preparing for the word. Because I know by 8:30 tonight, you'll be keeping more noise than that, some of us. I know I will. Well, I'm going for the Dallas Cowboys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll be screaming just as loud as I can. So now we're preparing for the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Because that's what's going to see us through. Amen?
Amen?
And it will be coming from none other than our very own Reverend Alice Faye Woodard.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. A woman that will preach, can preach, loves the word, studies the word, and is a woman of God.
Amen.
So after the male chorus give us their spiritual, with the next voice you'll hear will be our very own, Reverend Alice Faye Woodard. Hear her for her grace and her ability, and just join in and give her your amens. Amen?
Amen.
Because we know there is a word from God. Amen? Amen. Sing, male chorus.
Come on, children, let's have a
good time.
All we gotta do is get Jesus.
Yeah.
Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody, we gotta get with
one accord.
Jesus will
be there.
You can count
on the Lord.
Thank Him because you're
doing well.
Praise Him because
you're doing fine.
Come on, let's have a
good time.
Come on, let's have
a good time.
I wonder, can I say it again?
Come on,
children, let's have a
good time.
All we gotta do is get Jesus.
Yeah.
Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody,
body.
We gotta get with
one accord.
Jesus will
be there.
You can count
on the Lord.
Thank Him because you
do. Well.
Praise Him because
you.
Come on, let's have a
good time.
Come on, let's have
a good time.
Come on, let's have
a good time.
Somebody's here, sitting here today, that won't say nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself. They don't want to go. They can't wait for nobody else. Thank Him because you
doing well.
Praise Him because
you're doing fine.
Come on, let's have
a good time.
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 I want to ask you one more thing. Just one thing. Did you come here to have
a good time?
Did you come here to have
a good time?
But do you really want to have
a good time?
But do you really want to have
a good time?
You know you can have
a good time.
How many know you can have
a good time?
How many know you can have
a good time?
God wants you to have
a good time.
God wants you to have
a good time.
Now if you really want to have
a good time.
Now if you really want to have
a good time.
You ought to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Come on. Come on, let's have
a good time.
Let us have a
good time.
Let us have a
good time.
Let us have a
good time.
Come on up, let's have
a good time.
Come on up, let's have
a good time.
Come on up, let's have
a good time.
Let's have
a good time.
Anybody really wanna have
a good time?
Anybody really wanna have
a good time?
How many came here to have
a good time?
How many came here to have
a good time?
How many know you can have?
Good time.
How many know you can have?
Good time.
God wants you to have.
Good time.
God wants you to have.
Good time.
If you really wanna have.
Good time.
If you really wanna have.
Good time.
Turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Come on, let's have.
Good time.
Let us 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 have
good time.
Let us have
good time.
Come on up, let's have
good time.
Come on up, let's have
good time.
Anybody really want to have
good time?
Anybody really want to have
good time?
How many came here to have
good time?
How many came here to have
good time?
How many know you can have
good time?
How many know you can have
good time?
God wants you to have
good time.
God wants you to have
good time.
Come on up, let's have
good time.
Come on up, let's have
good time.
Let us have
good time.
Let us have
good time.
Let us have
good time.
time.
Let us have
good time.
Come on, let's have
good time.
Tony said, come on, let's have a good time. Now, Reverend Langston already told you what she's going to do tonight. So let's go ahead and get a jump on what they're going to do tonight. Just stand to your feet. And let's give God some glory right now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is so good. God is so worthy of all the praise. Amen. Amen. And there is a word from the Lord on today. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, Lord, we come before you right now, God. God, asking you to have your way in this place, oh God. God, we come to hear a word from you today, God. So, God, we ask you that you would speak to us, oh God. Oh, God, speak to us and help us, God, to receive what we hear today, God. Help us to apply it to our lives, oh God. God, we thank you now for what you're getting ready to do, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you would you come and go with me to the book of St. John? Amen. And I get to say this today, and while you're finding it, let me give honor to my daughter and my granddaughter that are visiting from Florida. I tried to make her get on the road because she has a 10-hour drive, but she wouldn't hear it. So thank God for her being here today.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I do give honor to the Spirit of the Lord that is in this place. And to my pastor, to First Lady, to all the ministers of the gospel, and to each one of you. God bless you. The book of St. John, chapter 11, if you have it, would you? Well, I haven't told you the chapter, so I know you don't have it, but would you stand to your feet when you find it?
Good.
St. John, chapter 11. I'm going to be reading a few verses, beginning at verse 1. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. You'll skip down to verse 14. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him.
Amen.
And the thought that the Lord has given me for today is Jesus still cares.
Amen.
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 And you know I always ask you to help me preach, and help me preach it by telling your neighbor, he's not late. He's not late. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You may have your seats. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Christmas has come and gone for another year. And Y'all just tell the truth. It wasn't just the kids that was wondering about the big day. At some point, you found yourself pondering and wishing, and somebody even got to thinking out loud and said, self, and yourself said, hmm? Even if it was only for a moment, you were asking questions like, what am I going to get? Or what do I want? Or will I get what I asked for this year? In other words, you were hoping. And then you remember that Reverend Pender told us to make room for Jesus last week, so you kind of brought it in a little bit. But we know that one aspect of Christmas is that we celebrate it because it is the day that real hope came into the world.
Amen.
We celebrate the Savior being born into this world, and because there is a Savior, we know that there is hope. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that God is about to close the curtain on 2009. And we can look back and we can see that we've all experienced some chaos and some calamity. And we've been through some things. But we can all say, Jesus still cares. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to share a few things out of this passage today that God has given me. And one of the things is that we need to remember that God loves us enough to delay. When we look at the text, the first thing that is recorded is that Lazarus was Mary's brother. John is careful to note that Mary's previous devotion to Jesus. It is this Mary that anointed Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And how many know that devotion to Jesus is always remembered? Hebrews 6:10 says that God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, amen, that you have shown toward his name. But I believe that John is trying to establish two things here. First, the lack of immediate response from Jesus to Lazarus' predicament was not due to sin or any lack of devotion on the part of his friends. So often people will assume right away that when you're going through that something is wrong, that you've done something wrong. Remember when the disciples even asked Jesus about the man that was born blind, they said, Master, who sinned, this man or his parents?
Come on now.
But it's not always about that, amen?
Ahead,
and then the second thing I believe John is showing us is that Jesus does what he does because he loves us. Notice that Mary sent word and said, he whom you love is sick. The scripture said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the scripture also says that salvation is a gift of God, not of man, that any man, not of works, that any man should boast. It is his gift. So in other words, I believe John is trying to tell us that sometimes Jesus does the things that he does because he loves us. And also, but for the main reason, the higher reason is that his highest priority is that God get the glory. Jesus still cares.
Amen.
Now, and then there's another thing that we need to be reminded of, and that's sometimes we have to deal with the silence of God. Amen. The great theologian Oswald Chambers, you know, the one that writes the utmost, my utmost for his highest, that devotional. He once said, some prayers are followed by silence because they are wrong. Others because they are bigger than we can understand. In this life, you will experience the silence of God many times.
Oh, yeah.
You will think that God is forgotten you, that he's not listening.
Come on now.
You will wonder why he isn't rushing to help you.
Come on.
Just like the disciples on the stormy sea, you will wonder whether Jesus is going to turn up at all. Amen.
Go ahead, man.
But I need to tell you, he's not late.
Amen. Amen.
And when he does show up, hallelujah, you will wonder why you had to be left in the storm so long. But always remember that if God doesn't say no and he makes you wait, then it's because he wants you to have his best.
Amen.
Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning?
Amen.
Even King David had this hope when he wrote, I would have despaired unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Come on, preacher.
And then another thing that I believe that this passage is teaching us is that it's not always for us to understand the ways of God.
Amen.
Now, Jesus and his disciples were in an area called Perea, and it's beyond Jordan where John began his ministry. And they probably had just got back, and they were probably still talking about the fact that they had just left Judea where Jesus had caused such an uproar. And the religious leaders were upset with Jesus because he told them that he is the Messiah. Don't it seem like always it's the religious people that are always stirring up trouble? Amen. The religious folk are always the one that's in the middle of stuff.
Preach about it.
But many times our leader will not always let us know exactly what it is that he's doing. Amen. And can't you imagine that there was probably one disciple in the bunch that said, "Now, Jesus, have you forgot we just left there and they were trying to stone us and you talking about going back again? Can't you just do like you did when you healed the centurion's servant? Can't you just speak the word so that we don't have to go back into that situation?" And that's how we are sometimes. Sometimes we're trying to tell God how to bless us. Amen. But we don't always understand the ways of God. Romans 11:34 says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor?" How often do we come before the Lord, even in our prayers, and we act like we are his counselor, and we start telling him what to do and how to do it. Instead, we need to come before the Lord saying, "Lord, give me wisdom to discern your will. Lord, help me understand what you would have me to do. Not so much try to find out what you're doing, but what do you want me to do?" The word says how unsearchable are his works. Oh, the depth of his riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. In other words, just be obedient. Don't try to figure out what God is doing all the time. Just do what he said. Amen. See, contrary to what we believe, Jesus did not come just to rescue us or to keep us safe. Oh, yes, he did leave us a comforter to help us. But that wasn't his main priority, to keep us from having to go through hard times. Sometimes we think it's because we're Christians and because we're followers of Christ that we're not supposed to go through anything. But God wants to use us and as an example to show the world how that we can suffer successfully. Amen. He wants us to be an example to the world to see the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus still cares. If you don't quit, you'll win.
That's right.
The Bible records the story, and we want to go a little further now. You know, it's a familiar story, and we've already read the passage where it said that Jesus said, "I am glad for your sakes that I was not there."
Come on.
And sometimes you just can't understand what it is that God is doing, but I want to talk a little bit about 4 days. It says that the word says that Lazarus had been laying in the tomb for 4 days, and if you look at the calendar right now, there are about 4 days left in 2009. But let me park right here and tell you some things about 4 days. See, there was a superstition in Jewish times that said that once the deceased was buried, that the spirit would linger around for 3 more days trying to come back in to the body. So that's why Jesus made sure to let it be 4 days, amen, before he went to Lazarus, amen, so that there could be no excuse, there could be no question that it was God that worked this miracle, amen.
Amen.
See, Mary and Martha wanted a healing, but Jesus wanted a resurrection, amen.
Amen.
And there are some things that you're dealing with right now, and you want a healing, but God wants to give you a resurrection in your circumstance, amen.
Amen.
In the Greek, there's a interchange of the word time.
Come on.
There's the word chronos and kairos. Now, chronos deals with the chronological aspect. It's talking about the calendar and the days and the weeks and what makes your watch tick-tock, amen? But kairos is, it talks about the time, that the appointed time, to where there are no constraints on this time. And you know about the chronos time when you've prayed to God and you've asked God to work in your situation, and you're looking at your watch and you're looking at the calendar, and you know that the bill collector has set a date for you, so
You're looking in Kronos. But how many know that Jesus has a unique way of working in Kairos? Hallelujah. So while you're looking at the Kronos, hallelujah, Jesus is working in your Kairos. Amen. The appointed time, there's no constraints on that time because Jesus can do just what he wants to do. Amen. I believe I can remember about the woman with the issue of blood. She was dealing in Kronos time, but Jesus stepped right in and he healed her in Kairos time. See, in Kairos time, Jesus ain't never late. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor he's not late. He still cares. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Abraham, when he was waiting on the promise of God, he was looking in Kronos, but Jesus deals in Kairos. Amen. So maybe there's somebody today, you're looking at the clock or you're looking at the calendar or you're thinking that your time is running out, but Jesus is going to work in your Kairos. Amen. Hallelujah. You can trust him to work out your situation. And even though it might look like it's all over, but he is still working it out for your good. Hallelujah. That you can be an example, hallelujah, of his goodness, amen. Glory to God. And see, when Jesus shows up, he shows out. And we know the story in the Bible where when he got to where Mary and Martha was, they both said, Jesus, if you'd have been here. Somebody saying today, Jesus, if you'd have been here, I could have kept my house. Jesus, if you'd have been here, I could have saved my marriage. Or Jesus, if you'd have been here, I would still have my job. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know today that he is still working for your good. Hallelujah. You might can't see it right now, but he's working it out just for your good. Hallelujah. And if you'll just hold on, hallelujah, to your hope. Hallelujah. He's working it out for your good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the Bible says that Jesus told Mary and Martha, he said, didn't I tell you that if you would believe, hallelujah, that I would work this thing out? If you believe, hallelujah, that you can trust him, if you believe that though he looks like he's dead, he's getting ready to raise him up. God's getting ready to raise up some situations, some things in your situation. It looks like it's dead and it looks like it's been in the tomb for 4 days. Maybe there was something that you asked God for at the beginning of this year and it looks like there's only 4 days left in this year and you think that it's not possible, but with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hold on to your hope. Glory to God. And Jesus, when he got there, he asked him, he said, where have you laid him? And he's asking somebody today, where have you laid your hope? Hallelujah. He's asking somebody, where did you lay it? Where did you lay down where you forgot that I would work it out for your good? Where did you lay down that thing that I told you I would work out, but just because you don't see it, hallelujah, you've laid it down somewhere. But he's saying, you don't have to lay down your hope. You don't have to lay down your trust in me. Because if you just hold on to your hope, I'll work it out for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, sometimes in this life, we get weary. Hallelujah. We get weary because we can't see the answer. But he said that if you'll just trust me. Hallelujah. Because we know that even in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the disciples even thought that it was all over. They thought the journey was over. Hallelujah. But all of a sudden, there was a shaking and a rumbling. Hallelujah. He let them know that it wasn't over. Hallelujah. It ain't over until God says that it's over. Hallelujah. It ain't over until God says it's the end. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. But if you put all your trust in him, he will work it out for you. Hallelujah. And then, you know, another thing that I noticed in the passage, it said that there was a stone there and he told the people standing by to move the stone. And I wondered, why did he tell them to move the stone? Because you know that he could have spoke the word. He could have moved the stone himself. But sometimes there are some things in your life God is waiting for you to move. He's waiting for you to move the obstacle. He's already given you the power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But let me back up. Before he told them to move the stone, you know what the words that he did? It said he prayed to his father. See, so many times we try to move things in our own power, in our own strength. We try to do it our own self. But if you'll just pray and ask God to give you the strength, if you pray and ask God, what should I do, Lord? How should I handle this? But this is what he told his father. He said, Father, I know that you hear me. You always do. So we've got to have that same faith to know that he always hears our prayers. Hallelujah. He hears every prayer
that you utter. Hallelujah. But if you'll trust him, if you'll seek his face and ask him, what is it that you want me to do, Lord? Hallelujah. Then he'll show you how you can move that stone. And surely if he could have the faith to move a mountain, you can move a stone. That stone that's got you bound up in a tomb, hallelujah, that tomb of insecurity, that tomb of lack, hallelujah, that tomb of sin. If you just trust God and ask him to help you to move the stone, hallelujah, he can help you to do just that, hallelujah. I need you to tell somebody he's not late. He still cares. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. And then you know the end of the story. When he told them to move the stone, then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Yes. Hallelujah. And see, do you realize that if you know Jesus, you've got that same authority. You've got that same power to call forth some blessings into your life. Do you know that you can call forth, hallelujah, deliverance into your own life? Yes. Do you know that you can call forth prosperity in your life? If it's according to the will of God, you can call it forth. Hallelujah. That somebody has been waiting for somebody else to do it. You've been sitting there mourning and mourning and mourning, but God said it's time to stop mourning. You can speak to your own situation. You can speak to your own circumstance through the power of God. Hallelujah. And you can have a resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God wants to let you know today that the reason that he's allowed you to go through some stuff, it's because it's for his glory. That he be glorified. Because, and there's a song that says, I wouldn't know you like I do if I didn't have to go through some things. I wouldn't know that you are a healer. I wouldn't know that you're Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. I wouldn't know that you're a provider. But he's allowed you to go through some stuff. Hallelujah. So that he can show you who he is. He's allowed you to go through some stuff so he can show you what he can do. But most of all, he wants to use your life. He wants to use your life. Your life as an example of who God is. He wants to use you. Jesus asked Mary and Martha, he said, do you believe this? Do you believe that death has to come before life? Do you believe that tears have to come before joy? Do you believe that doubt has to come before faith? But if you will put it in his hands and realize, and listen at this, everything. Somebody said that the devil can't come to your house unless God give him your address. So everything that God allows is for a purpose. But it's so that you can glorify the Father.
Amen.
That's your purpose, to worship him and to glorify him.
Amen.
Reverend Langston is a prime example. She'll always say, to God be the glory. She said it's for her good and his glory.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So whatever situation comes to you, let it be for your good and his glory.
Amen.
It might look bad, but it's for your good and his glory.
Yes,
see, when you didn't have nowhere to lay your head and God made a way for you, it was for your good and his glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, when you were sick in the hospital, didn't know you were even in the world, it was for your good, but his glory. Hallelujah. You're going through some transitional things right now, but it's for your good and his glory. Hallelujah. Because God deserves the glory out of our lives. And you know what? Everything that he says to you, he knows you can handle it, or else he wouldn't allow it.
Amen.
But he's allowing it so that you said, Lord, I want to be used by you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
God wants to get the glory out of your life. Even Jesus. That's why he came. He came for us. He came that we might be saved, but that his Father would be glorified. So as you close out this year and you start thinking on New Year, prepare yourself to say, whatever comes, Lord,
amen,
I'm going to use it for your glory.
Yes.
I'm going to receive it for your glory.
Yes.
However it works
hallelujah
out, God, I'm going to praise you in the midst hallelujah of it for your glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to lift up your name
hallelujah
for your glory. Hallelujah. Yes. So everything, anything, you can trust him because he's working it for your good, but his glory.
Right.
Let your purpose be to give God the glory in the way that you live,
the way that you speak, all that you do. Let God get the glory out of your life. And remember, you might be dealing in Chronos time right now. You might be looking at the calendar, but just know that when God shows up, it's Kairos time, his appointed time. There's no constraints on time when he steps in. So he ain't never late. He's always on time. Always on time. The doors of the church are open. If there's anybody here today, and we often say that, you know, you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins. And what that basically, that just means that if you know that you haven't asked God to come in and forgive you for being a sinner, if you haven't invited him into your heart, then today is your day. This is your time. This is your hour. Amen. As the choir should sing, if there be one today that you know that God is speaking to your heart, and you've been saying, I know I need to make this decision. I know I need to not put it off anymore. And what better way to end 2009 than making a conscious decision to accept Christ as the Lord of your life? What better way to give him full control over your circumstances, over your situation? He has them anyway, but if you will just give him your life, surrender to him, then you can truly say that those things that you go through are for your good, but his glory. Would you come today? Would you stand all over the building, please? Would there be one today? Maybe you don't have a church home. You're already saved, but you don't have a church home. We offer you higher calling. If you know that you need a covering, and we offer you this sanctuary. Hallelujah.
Has been extended and no one came.
do, as we always tell you here, let you know that as long as you have breath in your body, it's not too late to call on the name of Jesus. And the word says that if you call on him, he will in no wise cast you out. We thank God for his word on today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
We thank God for that wonderful word.
Yes.
Amen.
Marvelous word. Amen. Jesus still cares. And he's not too late. Amen. We thank Reverend Wooder for letting God use her in such a mighty way. Amen.
Amen.